AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Lewis Jordan, the South Carolina sailor who was rescued from his overturned sailboat yesterday after spending 66 days in the Atlantic, has gone home from a hospital in Norfolk, Virginia. Jordan told local station WAVY the key to staying alive was making sure he had enough water to drink.
I rationed my water to where I had drink maybe a pint of water a day for such a long time. I was so thirsty.
Folks in Louisville, Kentucky are going to spend the Easter weekend pumping out flooded homes. More than 6 inches of rain fell overnight. It turned the metro area into a giant lake. Sarah Brady, who became an activist for gun control after her husband James was shot in the head during the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan, died today of pneumonia. She was 73. At a news conference in 2011, Brady's widow said her husband's ordeal shows the importance of common sense gun control.
Who could be better protected than Secret Service all around you? And yet, it was a gun in the wrong hands that a background check would have probably have caught.
A woman is being held in Philadelphia pending a detention hearing on charges she tried to join the Islamic State group.
According to an FBI affidavit, Keona Thomas called herself Young Lioness and tweeted posts such as "Death becomes a wedding." She applied for a passport in February and on March 26th bought a round-trip ticket to fly to Barcelona, but was arrested days before the flight was supposed to leave. Authorities said Thomas communicated with an Islamic State group fighter in Syria who asked if she wanted to be part of a martyrdom operation. She replied, "The opportunity would be amazing." I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. Michigan State may be the odd team out, but the Spartans earned their way to a Final Four berth that features three top-seeded teams.
Looking at the 7th-seeded Spartans' 27-11 record, it would be easy to question whether they're overmatched in comparison to Duke, Wisconsin, and Kentucky. But Coach Tom Izzo's team has come on strong down the stretch.
The teams we beat at the end of the year, the Big Ten tournament, and I think we played maybe the toughest four teams to get here, so we've earned our right.
The Spartans have won 12 of their last 15, including NCAA tournament wins over Georgia, Virginia, Oklahoma, and Louisville. And if they need any more underdog inspiration, all they have to do is look back at UConn last year, the first number 7 seed to win the national championship. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
An apartment house on New York City's Upper West Side, where only high-paying tenants can use the gym, may be illegally discriminating. Officials say luxury buildings provide fewer amenities or even separate doors for some residents. I'm Ross Simpson.